Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Donald Trump kicked off the final week of campaigning before Election Day at the Garden, where he sounded familiar refrains.
I'm here today with a message of hope for all Americans. With your vote in this election, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country.
It was a sellout crowd at the Garden. The Trump supporters were pumped and excited, and the former president did not disappoint. Olivia said he's the best.
A fantastic speaker. He just off the cuff. He doesn't have to read it. He reads the room.
And Michelle from Connecticut was thrilled, too.
I think he's terrific. I think he's tired. He's been on the trail for a really long time, you know, campaigning. I love everything about it. The speakers were wonderful. The energy is wonderful. He's going to take back the country in 9 days.
She predicted Connecticut will become a red Trump state. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at the Garden.
Making headlines this morning, one of the speakers who made disparaging jokes about Black and Latino voters, Tony Hinchcliffe, a comedian, was met with groans from the pro-Trump crowd.
There's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah. I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay. All right. Okay. We're getting there. Again, normally I don't follow the national anthem, everybody. This isn't exactly a perfect comedy setup.
Democrats were quick to pounce, including AOC, who pulled no punches.
I need people to understand that when you have some a-hole calling Puerto Rico floating garbage, know that that's what they think about you.
Governor Hochul, Mayor Adams, Congressman Richie Torres, and others also denouncing the remarks. For its part, a Trump spokesman released a statement for the campaign saying, quote, this joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign. We have yet another incident of subway surfing to tell you about. Actually, two people, one of whom was killed. This happened in Corona, Queens. Let's go live to our Glenn Schuck.
Yeah, this is just a couple of blocks from Citi Field. The 911 call coming in about 10 minutes before 11 last night from horrified riders here on the train. Two teen girls apparently were on the top of the 7 train subway surfing when they both fell between two cars here at the 111th Street station. Right where Flushing borders Corona here, that hit. Both girls were hit by a southbound 7 train. One was killed, pronounced dead here at the scene. Another is in very critical condition, we're being told, with severe head injuries at Elmhurst Hospital this morning. Now, no exact ages of these victims, Susan, as of yet. We don't have their identities as well, as the station is running the trains as normal here this morning, here at 111th Street. But from what we're being told, this is the 6th subway surfing death so far this year. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live in Corona, Queens.
The locals took to the street Sunday in Jackson Heights, Queens, to thank the governor and the mayor for their efforts to clean up their neighborhood along that infamous stretch of Roosevelt Avenue that's been making headlines now for weeks. District Leader Hiram Munserat.
The word is out. The community is very educated, and they're very now attuned to what's happening. And what we understand is happening right here, right now, is that we have an opportunity to take our community back. We don't want the community to be run by the drug lords or the pimps or the human traffickers.
And so they're demanding that Operation Restore Roosevelt remain in place. Indie filmmakers and film lovers to gather in Midtown on Monday, November 4th for the second annual Rain Dance New York Shorts Night. Rain Dance New York Film Festival General Manager Tim Lorch.
We've developed the reputation as the place to discover and be discovered. We're an advocate for new voices, first or second time filmmakers, and edgy under the radar films.
Rain Dance actually started in London in 1993 and also has branches in Los Angeles, Vancouver, Toronto, Budapest, Brussels, Guadalajara, and Dubai. At the New York Festival, Lorch telling 1010 Winds there will be something for everybody. Narrative, comedy, even animation, documentary, and horror. As for what's hot right now,
more personal stories, the changes of life, you know, love lost, the asking of spiritual questions. We're starting to see comedy making a comeback. But I think in general, so many people are just kind of tired, and they want to feel something that they haven't felt in a really long time.
He says indie film is having a moment with the industry in flux and many budgets getting smaller, something that indie filmmakers know all about. Shorts Night will take place at the Marjorie Dean Theater in Midtown. Tickets are only $21. You can get yours at raindanceny.org. You can hear my full interview with Tim Lorge at 1010winds.com. Well, quite the scene in Washington Square Park Sunday.
It's a mostly wholesome day.
That's where hundreds turned out for a massive Timothy Chalamet look-alike contest.
I just wanted a photo with a bunch of guys who look like me.
Uh-huh.
It's just the hair. It's just the hair.
Yeah, not everyone looked like him.
I actually saw the ad for it on TikTok, and I just thought that it would be such a fun event to connect with other Timothy Chalamet stans.
Well, one person ended up getting arrested when cops ordered the crowd to disperse because the organizers didn't have a permit. They were slapped with a $500 fine. And not to bury the lead here, but yes, the real Timothy Chalamet did show up and he posed for pictures. Today is National First Responders Day, and the First Responders Children's Foundation will mark the day with a special ceremony in Times Square. Founder and CEO Jillian Crane.
We have 11 heroes from across the United States. Who exemplify courageousness and courageous service, and they are coming here to be honored in what we call our roll call of heroes.
The responders to be honored hail from Texas, Michigan, Illinois, and Oklahoma, as well as here in New York, with members of both the FDNY and NYPD being recognized. Queensboro Plaza, the site of another attack on a city subway. This was on the N platform just before noon on Sunday, when a teenager walked up to the victim and asked for $40. When they refused, cops say the suspect pulled out a bat from his backpack and hit the 21-year-old in the back of the head. The suspect then hopped on a train. The victim is hospitalized in stable condition. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. 1010 Win Sports. Yankee fans are hoping the Bronx Bombers can do tonight what the Jets could not do yesterday in New England.
Yeah, Susan, Gangrene's 2-6 after their fifth loss in a row, while the Yanks are down 0-2 in the World Series, but back home now, and Anthony Rizzo well aware game 3 is a must.
You know, obviously the numbers say if we go down 3-0, it's going to be tough, but you win one in the Bronx, you figure out any way possible, by any means possible, when you lay it all on the line. Obviously, we do that every game.
And Aaron Judge needs to get going. Just 1-for-9 in the series so far with 6 strikeouts, batting 150 in the postseason. But the captain says they can all bounce back.
Like we've done all year. You know, we've been through a lot of adversity through 162 and even in this postseason. So guys are going to step up. Guys are going to do what they need to do. You know, I got to step up as well. You know, I've been, you know, especially with Glaber and what Warner doing at the top of the lineup, man, I got to back him up.
Clark Schmidt will be on the mound tonight against the Dodgers. Walker Buehler, Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.